Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Friday, April 5th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Apple is laying off more than 600 workers after the company's decision to cancel its electric car project. The tech giant gave 614 employees notice of the cuts on March 28th, with changes to take effect May 27th, according to state records in California. Workers are being laid off across 8 offices in Santa Clara, though it wasn't clear which projects the employees were working on. Apple didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Electronics maker Foxconn has reported higher March revenue, rising 12% from a year earlier to the equivalent of nearly $14 billion. The company said revenue for its cloud and networking segment grew significantly due to strong customer demand for cloud products. Revenue for consumer electronics also showed strong growth. The Taiwan-based company also said it expects growth in the second quarter, despite the impact of a big earthquake that hit the country this week. And we exclusively report that Samsung plans to more than double its total semiconductor investment in Texas to roughly $44 billion. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The South Korean company's new spending will be concentrated in Taylor, Texas, where Samsung is building a semiconductor hub. The additions include a new chip-making factory and a facility for advanced packaging and research and development. To help finance the broader Texas expansion, Samsung is expected to receive billions of dollars in subsidies from the U.S. CHIPS Act. Talks with the Commerce Department remain ongoing, though Samsung is expected to receive one of the largest payouts given to a single company. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Monday's Tech News Briefing podcast.